The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine, and welcome back to Power on Plants. Jared and I are thrilled to have you with us because today we are kicking off talking about the five big keys that you need so your body can heal, so you can feel great, maximizing your energy so you can thrive in all areas of your life. Of course, the foundational step to healing your body is getting the food right. But even before that, you know what you need? You need the right mindset, and you have to bust the myths that you believe, because the truth is many times it's those myths that are keeping you stuck in your health struggles.
And do you want to know the saddest part about it?
What's the saddest part?
A lot of times we don't even know that we have a wrong mindset that keeps us stuck. So we're stuck in a prison that we don't even know is there.
Oh my goodness, that is so true. I mean, you're believing something that you believe is true.
And you don't know that it's not true.
Oh, wow.
And then you're stuck. And you're stuck in this endless spiral, all the while thinking, what is wrong? I'm doing the right stuff. Why is it not working? And it's kind of like what we've heard and said, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But it's because we've believed the wrong thing.
And you know what makes it even harder is that a lot of times those myths, those things that we believe that aren't actually true, we've learned them from what we consider a reliable source. So take, for example, the time I was shopping in this popular health food store, and I'm walking down the aisle, minding my own business, and I hear an employee of the store talking to this man, and like he is worked up, and he's talking to the man and giving him health advice. And he's saying, listen, man. Whatever you do, just don't eat bananas. They're horrible for you. They'll wreck your health. Now, I'm pretty sure that the banana is not what's behind most people's health struggles, or anybody's health struggle for that matter. But we get these ideas that we hear from somebody that we consider as a reliable source. Maybe your doctor's given you some advice that really isn't true, because the truth is, coming from two medical professionals, I can tell you that doctors and medical professionals do not get a lot of nutritional training. So Jared and I had to dig into the research, get additional training in order to understand nutrition. So what we want you to understand is there are a lot of things that you probably believed over time that just aren't true, but they're keeping you stuck. They're keeping you held back from the life that you want to live and from feeling great. And that's what we want at the end of the day. We all just want to feel good. I used to say that all the time. I just want to feel good so that I can do the things that I've been called to do, that I want to do in my life, grow my business, run around with my children, enjoy where I'm traveling, all those things. So I don't want you to blame yourself, because we get stuck in the myths. We don't know that they're myths. And when we find out they are, then we feel like, oh, it's my fault. Many times it's a setup. You heard that right. Many times it's a setup. You've been led to believe something about nutrition or about what it takes to get well or heal your body because somebody has a product to promote. They have something that they gain when you believe this. And so then you start, let's just take, for example, protein. Where do you get your protein? You're not going to get enough protein. There's no way you're going to get enough eating plants because you need, of course, this is what we've all come to believe now, meat, animal sources to get your protein. But it's just not true. And it's also not true for the majority of people that you actually need protein supplements like plant protein powders and things like that. I don't want you to waste your money. I don't want you to believe these things. Just because there's protein everything around you. You've got protein bars, protein shakes, protein powders. Yeah, everything.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then they put stuff on the front of the advertising billboard on the front of the package. That's what we call it, the billboard, right? So on the front of the package, you've got contains plant proteins or contains X grams of protein because you got to get your protein. The truth is most people are getting over double the protein that they need today. And it's just not a problem, even with plant-based, if you're getting the calories that you need in order to survive. I'm not kidding you. Like, it's just not a problem. But it takes so much to undo this myth. You need to understand the truth around these things so that you can break out of this mentality. It will save you time. It will save you money. It will save you from overwhelm when you know what's true. And you can look at those things and go, you know what? That's just an advertisement. That's just a way to get me to buy into these things that I just don't need in order to heal. And actually getting too much of these things can be harmful because by getting too much, you're overtaxing your body, the parts that have to process the proteins, right? So your kidneys and things like that. So it's very important that you wrap your mind around this idea of, you know, I've got to get my mindset right. I've got to recognize what these myths are that I believed. Here's another one Jared just heard this week about salads. I'm going to let you share that. You didn't know. Yes. I was going to bring that up.
No, you didn't, but it's funny because I was talking with a patient and introducing in whole food, plant-based living, lifestyle medicine, really just trying to educate my patients on this because I know they're likely not hearing it from any other source.
And I love that you do that all the time.
And so, well, I mean, it's we're passionate about it. It's just our passion. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it comes out in many different ways, different contexts. So anyway, I was talking with this patient.
And I'm outside the door of the office.
And hearing me. And she told me this after the fact.
And I hear him say, oh my gosh, not the salads again. Like, what in the world did they just say?
She was, she started laughing. Well, and the thing is I'm in the office by myself, so obviously no one can see the screen, but I use earplugs, so no one can hear what the patient's saying, so it's just me.
So I couldn't hear what the patient said. All I could hear was him.
And she just heard me say that out loud, but I probably said it a bit exuberantly, but it was a patient that I had mentioned plant-based before, and she had made some comment about, it's like, well, I've thought about it, but I don't know. I don't know that all I can eat is just salad.
It's so funny. And the reason it is so funny is because really it's ludicrous. Like, if you know how to eat whole food plant-based the right way, there's so many myths that are going to be busted. You're not going to need to take 2 hours in the kitchen every day to cook. You're just not. That's a myth.
No, and like, we heard that recently that someone had tried plant-based a little while back. And they were spending 2 hours a day, every day in food prep.
But it's also not going to be just salads. Like, we love a good salad, but you've got to know how to make them stick to your ribs. You've got to know how to make them taste good and make them more of a meal, unless you're just eating them on the side. And then, oh my goodness, you've got to know how to make incredible sauces that only take you 5 minutes, right? That you can just blend up, throw in a couple of things, blend it up, and it's done. But these things have got to be enjoyable or you're never going to do this long term. That's why diets don't work. You don't know how to enjoy it. And how are you going to do something you don't enjoy long term? Let's say you're taking medication for weight, okay, for weight loss. Are you going to continue that long term? Let's say you're following a traditional weight loss diet. Are you loving every minute of it? Or is it making you so miserable? And you know you've got to find something to do that's going to give you the results you're after, but that is also going to be enjoyable, simple with your busy schedule, all those things. So we believe these mindsets aren't true and they keep us stuck. It's going to take a long time. It's going to be hard. I'm just going to be able to eat salads or rabbit food. No, you're going to be able to have lasagna and pizza and tacos. And this is what we eat on a regular basis.
We had tacos yesterday.
Exactly. Chili, shepherd's pie, desserts. Absolutely. This is the thing you've got to understand. This is just one little myth right here. Okay. That I'm just going to eat salads or I'm just going to eat rabbit foods. But you got to understand that if you know how to eat the food you love in the way that they're going to love you back, that is when the game changes. That is when you can do this for a lifetime and enjoy it and look forward to it every day. That's when you stop thinking about cheat days. And that's when you stop thinking about your aches and pains because they're going away. Because you're getting the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet because you've broken free of myths. Those things that just aren't true that held you back for so long. And now you're doing like Lainey does. She tells us all the time, I cannot believe I did not know how simple this was sooner. She's never cooked before. And now living whole food plant-based, she's like, I would have been cooking forever ago if I realized how easy this was. Like, this is the quickest, this is the simplest thing I have ever done. And that's how it is. We hear this all the time with our clients. You've just got to know how. Yeah, Jared was saying, we met somebody the other day who was saying, well, my boss used to do whole food plant-based, he and his wife, but they were spending over 2 hours in the kitchen. And so they just decided, you know, this isn't a lifestyle that I can maintain. Who could, sister? Who could? Like, if it's taking you over 2 hours in the kitchen, you're not doing it right. You're not understanding how to get the things you like in a quick enough way that works with your busy schedule. And that is never going to work for you long term. You've got kids to homeschool, or you've got to go to parent-teacher conferences, or you've got to like build your business. You've got to make appointments. I mean, there's all these different things in a day that a woman does, and even a man does. If you're a guy listening to this, I mean, you are busy. We get that. We have 4 children. We homeschool. We have a new puppy, by way. That is busy. Like, I don't have time to be cooking these big meals. We'll have to tell you more about her later and maybe post some pictures on Instagram. You'll have to check it
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. She's adorable.
Yeah. She is so much fun. But anyway, I'm sidetracking here. But all that to say, there is always something to keep you busy. Don't let being busy, don't let the wrong mindset or the myth that whole food plant-based is just too hard or it takes too long. We're going to bust all those things down in the future. Jared and I have a system that we teach, and we're going to walk you step by step through that in something that I'm working on behind the scenes right now. You're going to be hearing more about it soon, but I'm so excited about it. But we want you to understand what these big keys are. These are the things you need to understand in order to move forward in your life and get to where you want to go and just finally feel like living life to the fullest. You've got to feel like it every day. I just want to feel good. You can. You will once you bust these myths and you can move to the next step, which we'll be talking about next week. But the first step is getting that right mindset, getting in a place where someone can teach you. These are the true things. These are the real things. This is what works. It works. It works. It works. And I'm going to show you step by step how to do that. And when you can find someone who can do that, who's walked the road before you, who's taught others how on a regular basis, they get amazing results. That is what you need so you can move forward. The new year is coming up. I want you to start thinking about and wrapping your mind around these truths that we've shared today and start busting those myths in your own mind. When you go into a store, look around and see how many protein products you're surrounded by. Is it really necessary? Or is this something you've been accustomed to believing because it's been planned, it's been programmed in you, and it's really not based on science. It's not true. And it can actually cause more problems than it cures. So the first step in the five big keys to feeling great that we've talked about today, so that you can maximize your energy and feel great and thrive in all areas of your life, is getting the right mindset and busting these myths that you've believed. We've talked about, am I going to get enough protein? Is it going to take a long time? Is it going to be hard? I mean, I could spend a lot of time on each of these, and we're going to go more into depth on it and what I was telling you about before. But for now, you need to understand that this is an issue. And once you can get past these, you're going to have success. And that is what we're all about. Jared and I are all about getting you to the place where you do feel great every day, so that you can love your life and you can live the life you love fully in abundance and accomplish all the goals that you set out and see your dreams start becoming a reality. So next week, make sure to tune in, because we're talking about key number two. And if you find this podcast helpful, be sure to share about Power on Plants with your family and friends, either in person or on social media. And we look forward to hanging out with you again next time on Power on Plants. Have a fantastic week, sunshine.